Welcome into another episode of Mid-Michigan Matters. This podcast is designed to go behind the scenes at what our local nonprofit organizations are doing in our community. And now, here's your host, Chris Buckman.
Welcome on into another Mid-Michigan Matters here on Buck 92 and podcasting wherever you get your podcast. Catching up with Annie Sanders today from the United Way of Gratiot and Isabella County. Talk to Live United Awards coming up. Our winners from the Pitcher This campaign in February that, you know, bless Bob Peters' heart. He helped cover MC for me because your boy was down and out. We also talk about United for Moms coming right up in May as well, as May is a busy, busy month for United Way. Let's get into my chat with Annie Sanders, President, CEO, United Way, Gratiot, Isabella County.
Chris Buckman hanging out at United Way with Annie Sanders in another Mid-Michigan Matters. And we were just talking a little bit about the B4 Foundation and what Greek Week did for them at CMU. And so that's coming to an end right now. Yeah. But when you kind of told me the number, I was like, all right, that's pretty darn cool. So kind of tell everybody about that before we dive into United Way
stuff. Yeah, we were just talking about all the stuff that United Way has going on and everything that's happening in the community right now. So I was just sharing with Chris prior to us going live that United Way works with the CMU Greek community every year for their efforts during Greek Week, which is wrapping up today, but started on Sunday. So the CMU Greeks have been all over the community doing service projects with local nonprofits, collecting items for our United for Moms campaign that's coming up that we'll talk about. And then they always choose a philanthropy of choice. And this year, the philanthropy that they chose and that's so important is the B4 Foundation. So I was saying what an amazing job the CMU Greek community did in raising dollars for a super important cause in our community, and that is the B4 Foundation. And they announced last night at their Mock Rock that the community was able to raise over $35,000 for the B4 Foundation.
That's pretty cool. Like I said, it's kind of choking me up here and you talk about it a little bit because I've, you know, been able to know Terry. If you don't know about the B4 Foundation, you know, Brady Hesbrook, you know, passed away over a year ago. And, you know, the way I keep telling people about it is Terry, his family, Logan Hesbrook, they're talking about the worst moment in their lives to try and better other people's lives. And B4 is all about what you think is, you know, talk to somebody before things get a little too
rough.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was able to hear Terry's keynote address to the Greek community in Warner Hall on the campus of CMU on Monday night. And, you know, what a brave situation for the Hesbrook family to be able to put themselves out there to help others who could potentially be in that exact same situation. But the message of definitely like destigmatizing mental health issues and asking for help and making sure that we're reaching out to those around us and making sure that they're okay. And Terry had shared, like, it takes 3 seconds. Like, go through your phone, send a message to somebody that you haven't talked to him and said, just say, how are you doing? Are you okay? And if they're not, like, help. We can do something. And it's okay to ask for help, too. So super proud of that Greek community for stepping up and just raising an awesome amount of money for the B4 Foundation to continue to share Brady's story and go out and help and do something about it.
And I always try and end our podcast with talking 2-1-1, but the B4 Foundation and 2-1-1 just kind of a really good fit together, you know. And so if you're out there and you are alone, and you're looking through that phone, and there's maybe nobody you feel comfortable calling, you can call 211, which is, you know, the mental health 911, I guess I will say. So tell everybody, you know, about that. Because like I said, before 211, I feel like that kind of goes
that
pretty
same
well
message,
together.
That same message. And I think that at the end of the day, the message is don't struggle alone. You are not alone. You are never alone. So 211 serves as that 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week information referral line. So for anything that you need in the community, whether it is that mental health assistance or getting connected to somebody who can help you, whether it is a substance abuse issue, or if you just need help to know where your next meal is going to go to come from, if you're hungry, if you need help paying a bill, you know, these are situations that arise. People need help. There are individuals and entities in our community that can step up to help. So 211, 3 digits, call that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to get assistance.
Yeah, but if you go to b4foundation.org, I believe it is, you can find full information about Brady's story and everything as well.
Yep.
So so cool for Greek Week to do that.
And yeah, I'm so proud to be a Chip and proud of these amazing students that are here in our community right now making a difference.
And be proud to be friends with the Hesbrooks as well.
For
I gotta be cheesy and say that.
Absolutely.
What they're doing is pretty darn awesome. All right, now time to take a deep dive into what's been going down, what is going down with United Way And I got to give a shout out to my main man, Bob Peters.
Yeah. Yes.
Who stepped up to bat. And I'm sure he hit a grand slam by, you know, emceeing the pitch of this campaign, because your boy was down and out. And I waited till the last minute to tell you because I wanted to make it happen. But I knew I had a good backup in Bob Peters, and I'm sure he did a great job. But talk a little bit about the pitch of this campaign, the winners, and what's going to be going on down in communities now with that stuff.
Yeah, well, we missed you at our Pitcher This Youth Venture competition. Chris has volunteered to help us and MC at that event, which is so great. He was super sick when it happened in February, so had to ask his boss, Bob, to step in at the last minute and MC. And of course, Bob did an amazing job, and he could do that in his sleep.
It tells you how good of cool of a boss that I've got, too, that the day before I'm like, hey, Bob, need your help.
Help me. Although he did tell me when he got done that, you know, he might have to steal that job from you because it's such a cool event, and he loved it, too.
I could be a judge with my work mom, Lori, or something like that.
Maybe
we can work that
out. Team effort. We could have a team effort for sure. But, yes, our 9th annual Pitcher This took place on the campus of CMU in the CMED building. In February, we had 9 teams that pitched amazing ideas to a panel of celebrity local judges who then went on to fund the top 4 of those. So generally we do 3. We couldn't narrow it down to 3. So we agreed to fund 4 teams for the grand total amount of $13,071 to be invested back into our community. The first place winner was Team Mural Magic. And they were a 6th grader and a 7th grader from Sacred Heart Academy, who is going to be doing an amazing project downtown Mount Pleasant on the side of Isabella Bank on Court Street, right downtown, where they are contracting with an artist to paint one of those postcard style murals on the side of Isabella Bank in downtown. So you see people getting their picture taken next to that mural in Traverse City, or that mural, you know, all of these cool downtowns that you go to. But they have designed a Mount Pleasant one, and it is awesome.
That is pretty darn cool. I can't wait to. Part of me was, what is? You know what? I'm not even going to ask you what it is. I'll wait till it gets done.
It's going to be really good. So that's going to be taking place this summer, as soon as it's not quite so chilly and wet outside, and we can have an artist down there that's making their idea come to life. We also funded an idea from St. Mary's School in Alma, pitch for the Gratiot Community Garden. So there's a community garden in Gratiot County where community members all pitch in to plant a garden. And then they can, community members can pull from that garden as well. So really cool fencing project for the community garden. Lillian Dubridge from Sacred Heart presented an idea to help her peers, quote unquote, cross like a boss. And she talked about the dangers of some of the crossing guard situations in Isabella County, that we have students that are crossing really busy streets at really busy times, and how that can be dangerous for our community members. So she pitched an idea for some like lighted stop signs that schools can use at those really busy intersections, and reflective vests to make it easier, especially during the dark times and the busy times at those crosswalks. And then the fourth one was a team from St. Louis, the Interact Club, which is like the student Rotary Club in St. Louis, and they pitched an idea for a Zen Den in their school. So that's an idea where students who are maybe having like a need to be able to chill somewhere, like going through some mental health issues or going through a stressful time, or just needing a minute to like get away from the stressors of the school day. So their school had volunteered a space, a room in their school next to their counselor's office that students could use, but the students pitched for money to make it a Zen Den. So a way to find a better mental space for yourself during the day if you need it.
Maybe some beanbag chairs
That kind of thing. So like some plants and some cool artwork, and some like flexible, like nice seating, good lighting, just a place where it's like, you know, you're having a mental moment and you're like, I need a space. I need a minute.
We've all got our Zen space, don't we?
Yeah, I need a Zen Den for sure. But so needed in so many schools in our community right now. So those were just 4 of the ideas that got funded. The other ideas were also awesome. And we're working with some of those other teams to make their ideas come to fruition as well.
Yeah, that's one of those ones that, you know, if anybody's out there, that really loves that idea of the pitch of this campaign, you know, you wouldn't mind somebody stepping up one year and being like, hey, I'll fund all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, and that's,
there's that big philanthropist out there, you know, let us know.
Yes. And that's what we do. Like, all of these ideas that come to the actual day of the pitch are awesome and deserve funding. So we see to it that we continue to work with these students because there are other entities, individuals, businesses in our community that want to see these things happen as well. So we're working with these students to see to it because their ideas were so good and their pitches were awesome.
Yeah, it's one of those every time I think about what they're doing, I think about how far ahead they are.
Oh my
where
gosh.
I was when
absolutely.
I was that age.
Yeah, no, their presentations were again just phenomenal.
And now the 2024 Live United Awards campaign and celebration, that's coming up May 8th. Tell everybody a little bit about that. And is there still, you know, seating available?
Yes.
Can people still pop in and come check that out?
Absolutely. So the Live United Awards and campaign celebration is a culmination of a celebration and a culmination of the work that we at United Way do year round. So we do this every year. This year, as you said, it takes place on Wednesday, May 8th at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. We are super thankful for our partners at the Tribe to allow us to have that event there. We would not be able to without their very generous support. We can do it there and really only there because we will have upwards of 300 plus people in attendance to celebrate with us. The event doors open at 5:30 and the presentation will start at 6:00. It's actually free to attend and we encourage everybody in our community to come. The reason why is because it really is that community-wide celebration of so much good that's happening. We will award Live United Awards to individuals that are going above and beyond at the local nonprofits that United Way financially supports. So celebrate those individuals for making this a better community. We celebrate the businesses and organizations that step up with financial support through United Way to those organizations. And then we have a quality of life award to an individual or couple that's doing amazing things, a president's award to a group that's making our community better. And then we also have in partnership with Dr. Vincent Mumford, who's a faculty member at CMU, the Mumford Prize for Good, also known as the Good Prize, which honors everyday individuals who maybe are not necessarily tied to one of those nonprofit organizations, but just an individual that is doing good on behalf of just doing good. And Dr. Mumford steps up with a cash prize for the winner of the annual Good Prize. This is the fourth year that we've partnered with Dr. Mumford for that. And that will be the fourth annual Good Prize winner will be unveiled at the Live United Awards as well. So come and like just celebrate that goodness with us because there's so much of it going on. As I said, free to attend, but we do want you to RSVP for that. So if you go on our website at United Way or follow us on our Facebook page, there is a link to register. We'll make sure there's enough food and seats for everybody that comes. But come join us on May 8th.
Yeah, and if you don't know Dr. Mumford, I think you described it best. It's somebody that's doing good on the behalf of good. I feel like that's exactly how he would want that award described out there.
Yeah.
So somebody that's never been there, I don't know if you can get a tease to some of the awards, who might be winning, maybe somebody on the run-in. But if somebody's never been to the event, kind of talk about what they would experience when they come in. Is there food? Is there drink? You know what exactly is happening?
Yep, so we have a really great spread of food. It's like a heavy appetizer type of buffet. Anybody can come and get that. There is a cash bar for those who want to have a glass of wine or a beer. There's non-alcoholic beverages that are complimentary. It's very much like a party atmosphere, just a celebration of, like I said, the work that we are doing at United Way and then all of our partners that are doing the real work to make our community better. But hundreds of people in attendance. It's really fun, a light atmosphere. You don't need to get dressed up to come. Come as you are. We really want it to be just an inclusive celebration for anybody to attend in our community. And just go. When you leave there, you're going to be like, okay, this is good. Like, there is so many good things happening in our community, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And that's what we want. So join us, anybody.
Do you have a favorite part of the event?
Well, I like to see, you know, the highlight of all of those individuals in our community that, you know, like we all know them, but like these aren't people that are doing things because they want that recognition. They're doing these things just because they're just really good people. So being able to provide that stage for them to receive that recognition makes me feel really good. And then from the United Way standpoint, that is the evening that we unveil that total dollar that we raised throughout our campaign for the prior year. So I'm excited about that. We continue to raise that bar higher and higher. And we go out, you know, year round, really campaigning for individuals to give back to our community to make a difference. And on that evening on May 8th, we will unveil what that overall total is too. So personally, that's exciting for myself and our team.
Yeah, I guess for you, when you announce that to the rest of your team and everybody that's there that's helped out, that's got to feel pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that feels good. It's stressful, and, like, we continue, like I said, to raise that bar, and we work really hard to make sure that year over year we're just raising a whole bunch of money. This year we had that bold goal to raise $1.1 million, so this is going to be that big announcement to see where we landed.
All right, and then that's May 8th. The next week after that, United for Moms. There's two different collection dates, May 15th in Elma from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Northtown Plaza Community Church, Elma College campus, and then May 16th at the Mount Pleasant Farmers Market, Island Park, also from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Absolutely.
Did I get those on the button there?
You got it. Yeah. So we just don't stop. So we celebrate the week before and we keep going the week after. So that's just kind of how we roll at United Way. But in honor of Mother's Day for the second annual year, we're going to have the United for Moms, and that is a community-wide collection drive that will happen throughout the month of May, but culminating on Wednesday the 15th in Elma and Thursday the 16th of May in Mount Pleasant, where we're collecting personal care items, cleaning products, baby items that will all be given to local women in need. And we do that through partnering with various organizations, our business partners that are collecting throughout the month, and then that Mount Pleasant date on the 16th, the final one from 10 to 2 will be at Island Park in conjunction with the farmers market. After we collect all of those items, we will be turning those around to benefiting organizations in our community. In Isabella County, those are the Care Store, the Community Compassion Network, Infant Pantry, Life Choices of Central Michigan, and Rise. And then all of those items will be put on the shelves at those organizations, and they're serving women and children and babies in need all throughout the year. But we thought in honor of Mother's Day, it just makes the most sense to really elevate those needs in our community and come together. Last year was the first year that we did it, and we had huge success. And so we're hoping it's just the same this year.
And how did this all get started? Like I said, I knew this was something newer with you guys. It's only the second year. How did this get started? Whose idea was it? You got to give credit to somebody, or did it just kind of come up in a meeting you guys had or something?
Well, I have to give credit to Lindsay Miller in our office. Lindsay Lyncher, I guess she's married now. Lindsay Lyncher in our office, who really saw that need in our community and said, "Hey Annie, like I know we're super busy, but I have an idea." And when Lindsay comes forward with it, this idea, I'm like, "You're absolutely right." So at United Way, we're always looking for unmet needs in our community, looking for ways that we can rally the community around one of those unmet needs. And this one, we were seeing as a need that kept coming up. We know that those baby care items, diapers and wipes, are super expensive. We know that those personal care items for those moms are much needed. So we figured that this was a way that we could go out to our community, talk about that unmet need, rally the troops, and make a difference. So it was Lindsay's idea. Last year was the first year. Super successful. We know that the need still exists, so we're doing it again, and we're excited. We also work in conjunction with the Mount Pleasant Area Community Foundation, who has the Women's Initiative that does Kay's Way as well, which is also a drive for a lot of these items during the month of May. So we're working in tandem, and that's what makes this community just such an amazing place, is that absolutely those needs exist, but when we all come together, we can make a big difference.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does it make you feel when, you know, you see the community come together to support that cause, but you kind of answered it a little
Feels
bit.
Feels awesome.
Right there.
Yeah. And we just know that, you know, United Way has this platform to make a difference, and we have a loud voice, and people are looking to us to say, like, hey, what needs to happen? And this United for Moms campaign is a way that everybody can get involved during the month of May. So whether you're just stopping in at the farmer's market and bringing us some toilet paper or diapers, or you're stopping into one of our community partners, business partners throughout the month of May and filling up those boxes, but follow us on social media, follow us on our website, you know, and figure out a way where, you know, you can make a difference as well.
Yeah, but as we talk in mid-April, those are kind of the immediate events coming up. But you guys have another big thing way up around the bend, July 11th. You got Golf United. And what Bob Peters absolutely loves about this golf outing is it's 9 holes. Sometimes yes. You have that shotgun start, 18 holes, and you're out there for 7 hours. And, hey, most of the time, it's awesome. It's a nice day. You're out at a golf course. But this is one you can do on a Thursday. You could still go into work in the morning and get this all in and have a great time and help out a great cause and still get out on the course.
Yeah, so Bob and I are on the same page at that one. I love to golf, but, like, in general, I'm like a 14-hole golfer. Like, you know, 9 holes, and I'm like, I can do a few more. But by 18, I'm like, that was too much. I'm exhausted, and that was too much of a day. So, yes, you're right. Bob and I with the 9-hole scramble, that's our sweet spot. So we are doing a 9-hole scramble on Thursday, July 11th at the Pine River Country Club in Alma with a noon shotgun start. So you can go into the office, get your work done for the day, and then come out and just join us for an afternoon of fun at the Pine River Country Club. Golf United is our golf outing that benefits our Stuff the Bus campaign. So everything raised at Golf United, it's a 9-hole fun scramble, no pressure. Like, literally, you don't have to be a great golfer to do it. It's just a fun afternoon. But everything that we raise goes to our Stuff the Bus campaign, which is our campaign to get resources into the hands of the teachers in our community that need it, that do so much for the kids in our community. So, fun event. We would love for you to come out with a team of 4. It is $300 for a foursome or $75 for a person, all happening at the Pine River Country Club on Thursday, July 11th. Again, that information is on our website.
Stuff the Bus. How many classrooms did you guys help out last year?
493.
I'll say, I think I remember the number if you don't.
Yeah, so 493 was the number last year, and our goal is a $100 sponsorship for every single elementary school classroom in Gratiot and Isabella counties. You can quickly do the math and know that that's just shy of a $50,000 goal. So this golf outing is super important, as is all of those sponsorships for every single one of those classrooms. We don't have the tally yet, but we're working with our schools right now to know what that classroom count is going to be next year. But I'm willing to bet it's going to be just about the same as it was, as it kind of like is right in that high 400, getting real close to 500.
In our area, it might fluctuate by 4 or 5 every
year,
I kind of feel like.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to be looking at about a $49,000 campaign again this year.
And yeah, you wonder why you should go do this. $75, that is pretty much one classroom. And I think if you want to donate $100, you know, to get your spot, I think that would be a good thing as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These teachers need it. They do so much out of their own pockets, out of their own hearts. You know, the truth of the matter is we have kids in our community that really are showing up to school without supplies and that really are showing up to school hungry. And our teachers see to it that they have what they need, and we as a community want to see to it that those teachers have a token of our appreciation for doing everything that they do. Yeah.
And you and I are also not trying to hate on the parents, the families out
there
as well.
They're just needs that exist. They're working
very,
Absolutely.
Very hard, and so many people are in that ALICE threshold, which if people don't know, tell everybody what that is.
Yeah, so ALICE is an acronym that stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained but Employed, and that's really an area that United Way works hard to support those families. So we know in our community that between those that live below the poverty line, couple that with those that live below that ALICE threshold, roughly 50% of the individuals in our community are struggling to make ends meet. So those ALICE individuals are working hard. they have earned income. They have a paycheck, but many times at the end of the month, there is more month than there is money, and they're making tough decisions. Like, do I go out and buy a brand new backpack, or do I pay my electric bill? And you know, those are decisions that so many people in our community are having to make. So everything that United Way does is invested right back here locally with a focus on those living within that ALIS threshold and below.
Yeah, Annie, thanks so much for joining me. And I think, you know, if people listen, we talk about the ALIS threshold every time. We talk about 211 every time, because those are very important facts that I want people to get out there. Yeah. And so let's close with 211 again. If there's anybody out there that's struggling.
Absolutely. 211 is that three-digit number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need help and you don't know where to go, please just dial 211 and do not struggle alone.
Yeah, if a kid has mental health problems, if you're having mental health problems, you don't know where your next meal is coming from, you don't have money for rent, there are resources out there in our area that can help you. Sometimes you just got to reach out and ask. And sometimes that can be the toughest part. That's why calling a random number like 211 sometimes for people can be easier than asking their neighbor.
But yeah, call 211. You can text 211. You can go online and search 211. So there's lots of ways, but never be ashamed to ask for help. It is okay. And there are individuals and entities in our community that are here to help.
All right, Annie, thanks so much for joining me on another Mid-Michigan Matters. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in to another Mid-Michigan Matters here on Buck 92. Be back with you talking more local nonprofits, talking charity events here in the Mid-Michigan area. Do you have an event going on? Let me know about it. Chris at WCZY.net. Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Michigan Matters. I'm Buck 92 and podcasting wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Mid-Michigan Matters. While you're here, feel free to browse earlier episodes or other podcast programs on our platform. Listen to what you will and spread the word. Thanks again for listening.